Good morning and welcome to Chamber Chat. I'm Mike McMullen, president of the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce. And today is 2 days before Veterans Day. So we're going to talk about veterans today. I've got a guest with me today, as I always do, who has a lot of knowledge about what goes on for veterans here in Carroll County. And that is our own newly elected Commissioner Doug Howard from District 5. Doug, how are you?
Good morning, Mike. I'm doing fine.
Great. Well, listen, again, congratulations. I know you're not newly elected, but you are for the actual term here. You've been in office for 4 years, and now you're starting four more. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's very exciting.
That's going to be great working with all of you. Mm-hmm. So let's get right into veterans and what is offered in Carroll for veterans, and I figured you could give us a little bit of insight.
I can. We, about 2 years ago, established a Veterans Advisory Council to address the fact that we have about 15,000 veterans in Carroll County, and we really had an absence of some services that were needed. So the program started with our Veteran Services Shuttle, which provides free service for veterans going from Town Mall or Carrolltown Mall to the VA hospitals down in Baltimore and out in West Virginia, and to Fort Detrick as well. And it's very important, because these veterans have access to medical resources that are paid for, that they've earned, and they simply just can't get to them. Yeah. So we solved that problem relatively quickly, and then we found that the much bigger problem, which I'm sure most people are aware of, is the backlog of actually getting registered and for benefits and getting applications in and determining level of disability. And the state had about 15 service officers statewide. We were getting one person one day a month, and it simply couldn't help us meet the demand for helping the veterans. So we initiated an idea to hire our own. The state cooperated by training and accrediting this person. They work full-time for, well, they work part-time, but they work exclusively for Carroll County. And it has been so successful that this past budget year, we approved our second veteran services officer, and he just started about 4 or 5 weeks ago. So we now have considerably more resource going behind getting veterans into the system.
We're kind of on the cutting edge of that, aren't we? I mean,
we are. We're the only county that's doing it. Allegheny County followed our lead and proposed it. I'm not sure what the status is out there. I had an opportunity to present to the other counties at the MACO conference some of what we're doing. But I think that, yeah, it's a unique approach.
Service officers, so what do they do? Are they like an actual navigator?
They serve as a navigator for services, but primarily what their intention is to sit down with folks with their applications, which are very complicated, and get them into the VA system. And there's, you know, you've probably heard on the national news, there's a year to 2 year backlog in getting people in the system, getting them benefits. And unfortunately, a lot of times when people first realize they need benefits, they need them much more quickly than that lag time will allow. Getting them into the system beforehand is critical.
Sure.
But when they don't need those services, sometimes it's hard to find them, first of all, and hard to actually get them to go through the process.
Okay. Veterans Day itself, Tuesday, the 11th, there's a lot of events planned, aren't there, throughout Carroll for that?
There are a lot of events. A lot of them go through the school system where they have, a lot of the high schools do things for Veterans Day. The veteran service organizations like American Legions, the VFWs have activities as well. This year, we're declaring this Veterans Outreach Week because we feel like if we go to a lot of these events, the commissioners, some of our senior staff, and some of our volunteers from the advisory council, if they're out there, we want to make sure we don't miss an opportunity to tell them about all the services that are available to them.
Sure.
So we've reached out to a lot of different organizations. They've been very helpful. But there are some excellent, excellent programs. But we will see thousands of veterans out over the course of, you know, a couple of days when those things are being celebrated.
It's nice to see that. It's nice to see them honored. I knew when I grew up as a kid, veterans coming home from NAM really weren't honored that much. And mm-hmm. It's really nice to see that type of honoring going on now.
Well, and it's very important to instill that in our children, for them to see and understand why and hear these stories firsthand. A lot of times they have an informal period of time before or after the ceremony. It makes a huge impression, you know, and that needs to not be lost. As generations pass and we lose firsthand accounts, it's a very important impression, I think, to make on the students.
Sure. Well, I do know that there are some things going on this week through the Carroll Business Path and SBDC that has been designed to have some actual training classes or whatever for people who have been in the military or who are in it now. And just real fast, as long as I'm talking with you, you were kind of the brain that came up with the Carroll Business Path. Want to explain what that is to our listeners real fast?
Sure. Carroll Business Path is a collaboration between Department of Economic Development, the Small Business Development Center, Carroll Community College, the Carroll Chamber of Commerce, and the Tech Council to come together and provide services for small businesses that are either starting or have recently started, some that are trying to grow. Some are classes, some are one-on-one consulting. We have an incubator space now out on 140 at the Overton location. Yeah. And it really is designed to simplify the process by having them assigned to a navigator that says, okay, based on what you're trying to do and where you're going, these are the things we need to do next. This is the order we should do them. And this is these are the resources available to
resources
you.
Resources for entrepreneurs and business owners. And yeah. I know I'm a little bit partial to what goes on here in Carroll because I have a great love for it. But once again, we're kind of on the cutting edge with this whole thing, right? I mean, we all cooperate together. A lot of places, it's not like that.
Now, a lot of jurisdictions suffer from either lack of services or redundancy of services, and we've been able to streamline this and get a lot more out of it because of it.
Okay. Okay, so if you are a veteran listening, or if you have a friend or a family member who's a veteran, get out a notepad and a pen, and I'm going to give you some session dates and topics that are going to be happening throughout the week for veterans right here in Carroll County. And these are being sponsored again by the Carroll Business Path and by America's SBDC. If you're interested in going to any of these sessions, please call Ryan Delgallo of SBDC. Ryan Delgallo, and his phone number is 443-373-3377. So on Monday, November 10th, from 12:30 to 2 at the Westminster Library at 50 East Main Street, is going to be a session that's going to be like an overview of veteran opportunities in Carroll County. So it's billed as whether you're starting a business or advancing your career, locate the resources in Carroll County that can support you through this journey. So that sounds very interesting. Again, that's Monday, 12:30 to 2 at the Westminster Library branch. And then on Wednesday, the 12th, and this is also going to be at the Westminster Library, it's going to be a session on financing a veteran-owned business. Navigate funding opportunities for current military personnel and veterans. Topics include loan requirements, availability, and process. And that, again, is on Wednesday the 12th from 12:30 to 2 at the Westminster Library branch. And then on the 13th, which is Thursday, from 5:30 in the evening till 8:30 at the Eldersburg branch, is Launching Your New Business. And this is at 6400 Hemlock Drive in Eldersburg. And this basically is designed to help you launch your new business with confidence and on the right foot. Topics include options in business entity formation, resources available to startups, realistic costs of starting a business, licensing, taxes, and a host of other things. And we all know that entrepreneurs are oftentimes vets, and it runs in their blood. They want to go out and they want to charge and they want to take that hill and they want to open up their own business. So this would be an excellent session for them to attend. And that, again, is on Thursday evening, the 13th, from 5:30 to 8:30. Finally, on Friday, the 14th, back at the Westminster Library from 12:30 to 2, is Veteran Franchising Opportunities. And this is designed to help you learn the ins and outs of franchising. And basically, when you franchise, it offers you a quick and low-risk path to becoming your own boss. So there's a lot of things that will be spoken of in that. So again, if you're interested in any of these sessions, you need to call Ryan Delgallo of SBDC at 443-373-3377. It's you know, it's impressive. And it's impressive to see that we're doing that much during the course of this week.
Absolutely. Also. Yeah, it's very important.
Doug, is there anything else that you'd like to mention about what we offer here in Carroll for veterans?
The only other thing is we're just starting to look at now the federal and state government have retracted some on what they're doing to help veterans find jobs. You have to fall into certain categories. So now we're taking an active look at how we can step up additional resources to fill those gaps to make sure that we don't miss opportunities to help veterans get employed as well. So that's something we'll be looking at with this budget season.
Okay, great. Well, listen, Doug, thank you again for being on the show. I know you're a busy man right now, especially with all this been going on, but you've got a little more time on your hands now that all the elections are over, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, this was fun, and I think, now that we're ready to look forward to the next 4 years, we can take a deep breath for a couple of days.
Great, and I think you're probably a very happy man the way that things turned out.
They turned out well.
Excellent. All right, well, again, I have a couple of announcements regarding events that we have coming up through the chamber. We're going to Ireland again, as I had mentioned, for St. Patrick's Day. It's going to be March 11th through the 18th. I've been talking about that for a while. We still have some space left. If you're interested, you can call me at the office at 410-848-9050. And we're also offering our fall membership special. It's a great deal. You pay for 2015, you get the rest of this year for free. So you can reach the chamber online at carrollcountychamber.org. Or you can call us again at 410-848-9050. You can also stop in and see us. We are located at 9 East Main Street in downtown Westminster. We're right next to Giulianova's Italian Grocery. So if you stop by to say hi to Billy, you can always come over and say hi to us. So once again, thank you for listening this morning. Have a wonderful Sunday. Do something special with family or friends today. Call a vet and thank them. And God bless.